I'm joined today for our Coach's Corner by head men's golf coach Howard Vroom. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Thomas. Thanks for reaching out. It's nice to, you know, have some adult conversations. Appreciate you working this out.
No problem. Glad to do it. So how's things going? How are you adjusting to everything being kind of locked down?
Yeah, adjusting is a good word. Ongoing. Jen and I work full time and we're, of course, homeschooling two young children. So that's, a lot of juggling and figuring that out. I don't think we figured it out yet. So maybe right around the time everyone goes back to school, we'll just have it figured out. So it's an adjustment, but it's interesting and challenging. And the reward is just being able to be with the kids more. So we've enjoyed that.
Yeah, that is definitely a good bright spot of this. So have you been able to stay in touch with your athletes?
Yeah, I have athletes all over the world, which is cool and challenging again, just on the time frame, whether they're 5, 6, 12, 14 hours ahead. So making a lot of effort there and enjoying that, the one-on-one with them via Skype. I like to do it via Skype and just see the faces, and I miss the faces, and so it's a pleasure to see those. And had three Skype calls yesterday, and it's going great being able to see them and speak to them and hear what it's like in Germany and or wherever they are. So it's been good.
Good. So obviously your spring season was cut short due to everything. How do you think your season was going up to that point? And obviously, without looking at the calendar, I know the SAC championship was coming up soon.
Yeah.
If not already passed, obviously. But how did you think the team was doing up to the time we had to stop?
Yeah, we weren't having a great year. Of course, you know, the standards and expectations for the program are pretty high, which is a good thing. We relish that. We want to be great. We plan to be great every year. And, you know, so if you're ranked 30th in the country and 10th in the region, you're having a bad year. So that's fine. You know, again, that's what we want. It's the kind of expectations and standards we want to have. And it wasn't a great year. And I think that, you know, this has been a great time for me because I'm all, you know, if you're a coach, you're always reevaluating how do you design your program? Who are you recruiting? Who, you know, what has to change about that? And so it's a great little downtime now to be reevaluating, reorganizing, redesigning, you know, what your approach has to be successful. And I've enjoyed that. But yeah, not great. And although too, and I'll say, Thomas, you know, the program's designed for us to play our best golf in April and May. And I think we were headed towards that. And I feel like the team felt that way too. And we didn't have a real result we could point to where we said, well, yeah, you know, that's us. That's what we're capable of. We had moments of that only, you know, 9 holes here or 18 hole round here in a 54 hole event where, you know, I think we caught glimpses of, hey, this is how good we can be. And so I think we were still very hopeful about the rest of the season, including the conference championship. And although with Lincoln Memorial hosting at its home course, we'd gone up there in the fall and finished second to them there. And we knew that would be, you know, a real challenge for us. They're a strong, strong team, but we were looking forward to that. You know, we weren't going to shy away from that. That was going to be something we were really looking forward to. So that was our year. And it's unfortunate. The best part probably got cut off, you know, so maybe you could have, you know, in the last couple of tournaments, we had 3 events remaining before the postseason, you know, build up a little momentum and as let our real capabilities show. late in the year there. And that's a great way to end the year, you know, for the following year. Right. Because I would have had all but one returning, you know, in my top five. So anyway, that's it. That was our year. And, we wished we could have played some more.
No doubt. So you kind of touched on it. You've got all but one of your top five returning for next year. You said you've been thinking about reevaluating the program. So how do you think the team looks going into next year?
I think it looks great. The guys who are finally going to be seniors next year, will be actual seniors, not fifth year seniors, but are really, really good. And they've produced a lot of really good golf for us. And excited about those guys being not only the leadership on the team in terms of captaincy, but also in their golf skill and how it's developed and how skillful they've become. So in the last 3 years, we've graded our number one and number two player. And, you know, the program's designed to do that. By the time you're junior or senior, you should be in the one or two spot. But graduating them every year is challenging at the same time, even though that's the design of the program. They're like, what's wrong with me? I don't know. But you plan on a one and two taking the place of the one and two. And that's really where we weren't great this year, in the one and two. And so we're looking forward to having that back and having a real good idea already who our one and two are going to be and who the whole lineup will be. Plus just fantastic young class I had this year. My freshman class at Newberry this year, you know, with Freddie and Wilmer and Alex and man, I can go on. We've got just, you know, guys who can really play and a lot of them. So I'm really, really encouraged about next year. I'm possibly one of the most hopeful people on the planet anyways. So, you know, maybe you're hearing some of that, but I am very, very hopeful for what next year looks like.
Well, that's great. And kind of piggyback on top of that, obviously with recruiting, you're used to dealing with probably having to do Skype calls with recruits because with international kids, you can't bring them onto campus. But obviously now there's no chance of bringing kids onto campus or anything like that. How's recruiting going for you right now?
I think it's going really well. The downtime's helped me immensely with that because it's really time consuming given, you know, given this again, the calling and the arranging of schedules. So I think it's going really well. I'm encouraged. I had a great call with a player in Slovakia yesterday. He's a really nice player and have been recruiting a player in England and enjoying getting to know him. So I think it's going well. And those two guys, and of course we're talking to a handful of others, but man, the recruiting class is strong again. We're fortunate, you know, to have had the success we've had. And then players want to come and be a part of that. And that's helpful in attracting the level of player we need to continue to compete at the level we've competed at. So good stuff on the recruiting side.
That's great. So kind of winding down here, you know, what have you been doing besides working and homeschooling to kind of keep yourself occupied? Or is that pretty much all you've been doing?
The days go so fast. I just can't believe it's 7 a.m. and then it's 9 p.m. Jen and I are still inventing that 30-hour day and haven't come up with it. But, you know, one thing I thought about this, and one thing I'd love to do, I love to work on my car, and I just love cars. And I've spent too much money in my life on cars, I admit, but... So I've been in the garage. You know, if I can get up early or stay up late and get in the garage, I'd love to work on the paint, make the paint, you know, beautiful, and love to work on the interior. I just enjoy that. And that's been the one, you know, maybe what do you call that? Maybe the way I've had some of my own, my time to myself. But other than golf's been great. you know, the golf courses are open. Thank the Lord. I mean, so Howie, my son, and Rosie, my daughter, and I, we go out. I guess since the lockdown, we've probably been out 90% of the days. The whole family comes probably, you know, 60% of the time when we have a little foursome. So what a treat that has been. My goodness, that's really been a blessing to have the golf available.
Yeah, that is awesome. So last question, what's the first thing you'd like to do as soon as the quarantine's lifted and everybody kind of gets back to normal and can go out?
I'd love to sit down at a table at a restaurant with a tablecloth on it and have someone bring me things. I mean, I'm sorry to be so selfish about that, but my wife and I really miss that. And I know the whole family does. And we really miss church. I miss, and the kids miss their Sunday school, and I miss, you know, worshiping with the family in a church setting, miss that. So dinner and church, can we do those on the same day? I hope so, because that would be really nice. I'd enjoy that.
Yeah, those are two definitely that I miss, and looking forward to that as soon as all this gets over.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it. Coach Vroon, I appreciate you taking the time, and can't wait to be able to see you in person whenever that is.
Me too.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Thomas, for doing this. It's really a pleasure to get to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.